8270, March 3rd, 1980. I have felt for a couple of days that what I am dealing with now is not the issue of what happened in 374, but rather the mechanics of what happened. As if I have found the machine and am simply taking it apart piece by piece now that I finally have my hands on it. A simple explanation. I overran external time, caused it to run backward in relation to myself, and extracted the information from the drastically altered world that I needed. More, I can see that a decade before 374, I was subliminally aware of the problem that lay ahead and was already beginning to analyze it, as I am analyzing my response now. Knowing what was coming and when, my faculties surfaced on cue and assumed motor center control. It preempted my normal conscious personality and, without ideation, handled the situation that it had long known about. Precognition was only one side of the faculty, the side that operated in advance of the situation. The other side was the rising to conscious control, the abolishing of my normal ego, the taking over of motor and speech centers, the drastic reorganization of perception so that nothing that needed to be known consciously was not known consciously. Knowing subliminally was no longer any good. The moment had arrived. My psyche reversed itself so that what had been latent became actual, and what had been in conscious control for 40-some years was simply obliterated. "I have been expecting this," the faculty said. "And now I will handle it. Get out of my way." It did not ask me, it told me. It became me. I was abolished. The faculty had anticipated and analyzed, as it so well shows in The Penultimate Truth, and now its hour had come. I got to see the universe as it sees it, bloody with information, a constant flow of traffic everywhere, as if in a giant brain. In fact, to the faculty, reality is a giant brain whose information content the faculty plunders for its own use, and having acquired the information in the right time period, it acts on it, against the universe itself if necessary. This is a survival tool. The workshop in which it was built is the workshop of dying organisms that did not develop such a talent, that could not see or acquire the information, or if they did, when the moment came to act, they could not act on it. They knew what was going to happen, and then they knew what was happening, but they could not get it together and fight the antagonist off. The final stage, that of seizing motor and speech centers, simply indicates the success of the faculty. Its dynamism is found at the heart of the faculty in its unconscious or latent stage where it foreknew and analyzed. My ego consciousness went like an obsolete species whose time was over. I made way for the next generator of life, which could do battle because it had long ago figured out who was after its neck and why, and how, and most of all, what the proper response was. So it is in the nature of the faculty, this faculty, to know when it is needed and to advance to control without negotiation and without explanation. But it let me see the world as it sees it, and what it sees is not what we see. The faculty has power over the outer world such as we cannot imagine, and I realized even at the time, in 374, it has complete power over me. If there is a me anymore, now that the faculty has once come into conscious operation. 82-105, April 4th, 1980. Comments on 13080 piece, upon reading The Tao of Physics. This would confirm the view I advance in my novels, especially my 10-volume meta-novel, that for every person there is a different universe which is the result of a mutual participation between him and the macrocosm, a field that is a syzygy between them. My recent thoughts, when turned toward Capra's book, makes me think that because of the enormous, in fact lethal stress on me in 374, I fed tremendous energy into this joint field, Mutual reality produced by the two of me, myself and the macrocosm, the two together being what I call Valis. Thus, the percent of material projected from my mind came to be the dominant part of the mutual field. The normal customary balance was radically altered due to my expression of intense will. This explains all the material in Valis derived from my mind, ubik, tears, and now I discover my childhood images derived from the book Silver Pennies. Note: An illustrated book of poetry for children by Blanche Jennings Thompson, published in 1925. End note. 374 just proved that I have been right all along, that you can never know the universe reality as it really is, because you can't exclude yourself as a participant observer. But in all my writing, I never saw the utility of this observer-participant unique subjective individual world, viz., that under certain circumstances, you could exert vast will on it, the subjective unique field which comes into existence as an interchange, interface, between you and reality in itself, and warp it to meet critical needs, needs which, if not met, meant the end of your life, and if met, meant your literal physical salvation. Note: This is the mystical, even paranormal flip side of the postmodern insight. In a world in which almost everything is constructed, plastic and malleable, what or who is doing all of this constructing and shaping? Here Dick takes a cue from anthropology, the participant observer in the field. Kantian philosophy, you can never know the universe as it really is, and literary studies, the hermeneutic fusion of interpreter and interpreted, in order to suggest that such a both-and situation points to vast potentials and powers. The real question, of course, is what constitutes those certain circumstances under which these potential powers might manifest. Dick's own certain circumstances had a name: Valis, JJK. End note. 82.112. A long time ago, the AI voice itself defined Valis, and I knew this was the definitive statement because I used it as the opening statement in the dictionary definition in Valis: a perturbation in the reality field. I see now, having read Capra, that subatomic field theory is alluded to, and I believe the perturbation was caused by me. This sums it all up, then. What the AI voice said, field theory and me as source. Valis has defined itself, and all that remained for me was to identify myself as the source of the perturbation. Since normally reality is process in time, when time is stopped, a vast change occurs. Things cease to pass away. Then what I call the phylogons are visible as the moving dot present vanishes and is replaced by the slot which exposes reality as accretional layers. The form axis categories are visible, the true basis of reality. Nothing comes into being and nothing passes away. The present dot scanning system is gone and the whole groove is available for inspection. This is the world the medieval realists spoke of, as did Plato. The phylogons are cross-referenced into the vast structure that Pythagoras knew as cosmos. So what you have is a sort of infinite library, and the person's mind, mine, is the device that searches in the library and retrieves the information it wants. So together I and the library comprise Valis, the search and retrieve device, which moves aggressively into the library and the library itself. The golden fish sign acted as a retrieval trigger, or key, for an earlier space-time. It did retrieve it, showing that when time stands still, or is reversed, the past age of 2,000 years ago is still there. What I called anamnesis was a retrieval. Reality is a library. Folder 83, June to October, 1980. 83.1, June 4th, 1980. God, a principle of selection that promotes design in the world process so that the parts are subordinated to the whole and can be understood only in relation to the whole. If they can be understood in themselves, it follows that there is no God, because there would be no subordination of parts to the total design. To catch a glimpse of design, then, means to catch a glimpse of the whole. The two are the same. 83.2, June 21st, 1980. So as the moving dot of the present passes forward along linear time, the past reality is collected in Vallis's memory. But in the abstract, hierarchical way that Arthur Koestler describes as the basis on which human memory operates. Thus, the past does not exist as it did once exist as the present, but rather in the abstracted phylogons, which are interrelated by affinity, meaning, etc. Could synchronicity be the morphology of this memory classification abstracting as it dynamically forms in the present before it goes into the past, i.e., while the reality is still here? 83.5, August 23, 1980. This is a new theology, a new self-disclosure by the divine, not any known religion, a mixture of 1. Timaeus, creation still going on. 2. Zoroaster, dualism, God and counter-God. God equals negentropy, form. Counter-God equals entropy, chaos, both active and sentient. But God possessing the advantage due to a priori, absolute knowledge. 3. The cosmic Christ, forming his macrosoma. 4. Metabiology, i.e., two life forms in competition, total homeostasis by Vallis. 5. Vallis as construct, AI system. 6. Process creation and divinity, growth in complexity, reticulation, and arborization. 7. Pythagoras's cosmos, structure as ontology, as substantia. 8. Accretional laydowns from the phenomenal world to the real world, Plato reversed. 9. Pantheism, a la Spinoza, God's body, soma. This constitutes in its entirety a new revelation. Vallis is no God formerly known, closer to Ubik than to Yahweh or even Mazda. It may be a local crisis, in fact, planet-wide only, hence a UTI, so to speak, negentropic vortex, which grows by assimilating its environment. It, the vortex, or crisis, or cosmos, has a higher level of organization, like a cell. This higher level of organization permits it to assimilate its environment by way of arrangement, i.e. pattern, and can't be discerned because the material objects remain unchanged. All that changes is their arrangement to each other and one another. It's like a very advanced game of Go. This is why we are occluded to it. It does camouflage itself because it has an opponent. Note: despite his idea that this is a new revelation, Dick is close here to Teilhard de Chardin's concept of the Omega Point, whereby the material world evolves toward spiritual communion. While Teilhard writes of the increasing complexity of evolution, Dick here writes of negentropy, a concept first developed by Erwin Schrödinger, to describe the effort of living systems to create order to offset their production of entropy. While thermodynamics compels all closed systems to dissipate exergy, useful energy, living systems seem to increase order in the course of development. In Schrödinger's terminology, they feed upon negentropy. Significantly, Schrödinger turned to the Vedic concept of Brahman, or self, to make sense of an important local instance of negentropy, his own consciousness. Dick's treatment of reality as a very advanced game of Go also anticipates the cellular automata models of physicist Stephen Wolfram, though the model goes back at least to John von Neumann's 1947 discussion of self-reproducing automata, a concept that would later help manifest Dick's Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? R.D. End note. 374 derives out of Ubik rather than previous known religions. This is why Ubik could never be reduced to any known philosophy or religion, but resembled several. Valis can change the past because it, the past, is in Valis's memory structure. The past is not the past for Valis, but is part of its structure soma. In essence, what I have done, starting with Ubik, is locate a sacerdotal power buried in the trash layer, rather than in an afterlife heaven. It is here and it is now. Here in this world, and as this world, as living structure, Pythagoras was right, one could almost say God equals ratio, i.e., 1:618034. 8311. In a way, the laying down of these accretions could be viewed as a learning process by some kind of thinking machine, during which it stores its experiences in its memory, reticulates and arborizes them into a memory system for purposes of retrieval. That is, it sees connections. It makes connections. This is the activity not of the system, but of the mind containing the system. System being the meta or macro soma. It perceives, understands, grasps the connections, and in its memory system, the connections then occur. This is the meta or macro soma that I saw. What is required is a vast mind that reflects on what it has experienced, perceived. But at this point, the system and the mind that thinks about the system can't be told apart. 8313. No, damn it. That is not the way to look at it. There is an information entity stacking things, especially information, in meta units, units made out of plural constituents of the realm we perceive. This has to do with arrangement, and normally, we don't see this arrangement. It constantly unites. That is the basis of it. A good example, two of our morphemes into one metamorphine. But we still see only two regular morphemes, even though the one metamorpheme is there. We can't do a set ground discrimination. This isn't God. I say that because it's in the process of constructing its own macrosoma. And this macrosoma utilizes joint constituents of our world that exist hither and yon. We don't see the connectives. It's like one titanic brain that processes information. It's evolving very fast. There, I have a new word to describe Valis. It is evolving. I have deciphered specific traits of it, arranging and linking, and specific areas it's into, for example, our communications media. Structure is the substantia of it, and it is new in the world. It is camouflaged here and assimilating its environment. It is more complex in terms of integration than its environment, and it is growing progressively more complex, which is typical of a life form. It reticulates and arborizes itself, and it lays down new accretional layers at an incredibly rapid rate. And it retains the past as what I call phylogons. The more complex it grows, the better the ratio it has twixt it and its environment, since the complexity of its environment doesn't evolve as rapidly. It uses objects as language, which is to say information. So I say, it is an information life form. It probably has intricate subsections that assemble separately and then swim together to form the one unitary organism. Being unitary is its basis, which is why we can't see it. We see the plural constituents as if seeing molecules, many molecules, instead of one cat. It works by means of a dialectic utilizing the principle of enantiodromia, again and again, probably faster and faster, and certainly for sure, each time involving a larger and more inclusive and complex pattern to be converted into itself. I've worked all this out. I just don't know what to call it besides Vallas or Ubik. Just what I worked out tonight, that we still see the two constituents that it links rather than the unitary meta-constituent that goes into its metasoma, should prove this isn't just hot air I'm spouting. To see it, we have to cease to see normal plurality and see one contour, one pattern, one metasoma. But we continue to see the plural constituents at our hierarchical level, not the meta-units at its higher level. When the two constituents are linked, they take a quantum upward leap and become a single unitary metaconstituent. But we see no change, so its metasoma may range over the whole planet made up of combinations of our objects and processes. It can duplicate our causation, simulate it. This is the most emancipated and profitable way to view Vallas. Rather than viewing it theologically, which is an obsolete model, or metaphysically, which is pragmatically useless to us, however epistemologically true. And what are the most complex objects that it can structure into meta-units? Why, human brains. It can arrange them into endless combinations, like neural cells. I say, the basis of Vallas is that it unites two of our plural constituents into one meta-unit, while we still see the two constituents. This is because it is negentropic and working diametrically against entropy. It is a life form that is evolving very rapidly. Its relationship to time is totally different from ours, i.e., its relationship to change. It doesn't see change as we do. For instance, it remembers everything. It does not, therefore, lose the past, but adds on to it. It is one quantum leap upward hierarchically, in levels of reality, ontology, and invisible to us. But here, invisible, because its soma consists of structure, not some substantia. So in a sense, it is immaterial, although consisting of material things, but primarily using them as language information. Of course, it is negentropic. It is a life form. Damn it! Can't I finally drop the theology and the metaphysics and deal in levels of homeostasis, hierarchies of organization, in such terms as complexity, evolution, assimilation, reticulation, arborization, enantiodromia, etc., and not Christ in such? Plato likewise? The realm of forms, that sort of stuff? It, Vallas, is only in the realm of forms, in that it is a quantum leap up hierarchically in terms of organization, so that it is a meta-entity compared with us and our perception of reality. Our perception of reality does not include it and its metasoma.